Oh, it says we're going live or something.
I can't do it. We'll do it live. Okay. Well, no. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Now I can't pause the song. There we go. There we go. We're back. We're live, people. It's only been a month and a half, right?
Yeah. Since the day.
Would you say this is number 16? 16. 76?
76 is what your count was on YouTube.
Who knows if that's even right?
It's counted by a dirt biker, so
they can't count, so there you go.
Or remember.
Do you hear humming in there? I think there's a little humming. It's not humming, it's like a little staticky sound. Anyway, people, Las Vegas Supercross just happened. And also New Jersey Supercross. A lot's happened since we have done anything, but those just two recently happened. And actually, I went to both. We should talk about the races. I guess we'll just talk about Vegas since that's what just happened. Nick and I haven't even talked about it. How about Adam Cincirillo?
That was, I woke up to remember how that went down.
Dude, I was sitting like in that corner of the building, kind of like, they like jumped in, made a right hander, and then he like jumped onto that table step off thing. We were like right in that corner where he turned to go into that. And the lap before, I saw he caught a little hole. And then he came around that lap and just caught it so bad he got sucked into it. And then, that was it. But, yeah, I definitely seen him hit that hole the lap before.
I'm going to see if I can pull it up as a refresher.
Yeah, I just brought up the Hangouts bigger so that way I could put it up if you found it.
They got a showdown highlight. No,
That's such a bummer, though, because Adam is cool, and he pretty much had everything sewn up, you know? He was in position, right?
Yeah.
He would have won it if he just even finished where he was.
Adam. This is a dude with a video game showing what happened, so that's not going to work.
Is it he recreates it on his video game? Or that's how he's getting away with playing it.
Yeah. Well, they got the highlights. I'm guessing they'll show it next. Monster Energy posted it.
Monster Energy.
I gotta mute it?
As long as it's not music, we should be alright.
Yeah, this is good for me to watch again. Because it was probably...
Well, share it with me, you dick.
Huh?
Share it with me.
I'm trying.
Oh.
I told you I'm on the...
I thought you were just watching it. I'm like, I can hear you watching it.
I'm on a different computer. What the hell? Where's the...
I guess I should just pour the tequila in my water instead of just drinking straight tequila.
Nah, you look classier doing that.
Yeah.
I'm missing something. Somebody deleted a toolbar or something.
Uh-oh.
There we go. Got it.
You know what the problem is? It's not a Mac.
Get the fuck out of here. I got a Dell. Alright, you see it now?
Yep, we got it. Hold on, let me check on me. It's kind of small on the OB. There we go. It's a little better. RJ! Is this, what is this? Highlights? This ain't just his crash. Oh. Alright. You might as well just mute it so that I can announce it.
Let's hear it.
Adam C. and Cerullo catches up to somebody. There you go. And then he crashes. It's too quick. It's going too quick. Dude, but he landed on that. I wish they... He definitely landed in that hole the lap before.
What? Yeah,
you can see it. What a stupid little crash. And then, like, why was his bike almost unrideable? Just the way the bars were bent all the way down? Or the front end was twisted? Like, what exactly happened here?
He's a millennial.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Dude, Kawasaki had some terrible luck at the end in Vegas.
Yeah, well...
Prior to Vegas.
Yeah, the end of the season. I mean, factory... Look how long he went. He went so deep on that one. He's like, I just won the championship. I don't need no landing.
That's a sweet spot, dude.
Yeah. That's how you go fast. And he did the opposite. He barely even made it on top.
They make that look easy.
I bet he was like, golly gee, this is great. Hey, man. That was totally rad. Thanks, dude.
The other guy just screaming in French. Dang, how painful.
Yeah. I was pulling, listen, I like Fernandez too, but I was definitely pulling for AC finally after what he went through with, you know, the shoulders and all that shit, so.
Yeah, because he's about, I mean, he spent that time in the 250 class, but he was probably ready to get a championship or, and then a double down on it, then move up, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I think, I don't know, we'll see. That's a rough one to go 450 now and never having got that championship when he should have twice. You know?
Still, let's look up ages.
Nick's favorite thing to look to check out.
Paul Cincerillo. Come on, Google.
Paul Cincerillo. Nothing.
Maybe Adam Cicerello.
No information on Adam. On the whole internet.
His name is not Cicerillo.
Cicerulo or something.
Still else. Figured it out. 96. Holy
He's 96?
Yeah. When McGrath was dominating, so.
Oh, born in 96.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, he is good.
Benjamin Button.
He's got so much experience at this point.
Yeah. First bike with steam power. He's good to go. So do the math on that. 96. That should be easy. Is that 23?
16, 9, 23? Huh?
Does that make him 23?
I don't know. Right, you're married to a teacher.
Yeah, 23. She's only focused on spelling.
You can spell 23, though. Yeah, so that was a bummer. I knew the way that Webb's year was going, though, nothing was going to happen with his night because... He's pretty much everything's gone his way.
Yeah, he was kicking ass. I mean, Tomac just does the weirdest shit, or has the weirdest shit happen to him.
Well, and a whole night he'll just ride around, and you're like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
But, I mean, listen, here's the thing. If Marvin, as soon as Webb started beating him, he just, like, fell apart. He showed a couple of, you know, some speed and stuff, but he never got up there and really challenged. Maybe he did challenge for the wins a couple times, but not consistently. Tomac, and then...
Always.
Who else? El Hombre was out.
Listening to that podcast where they were replaying their predictions?
Yeah.
That was fucking hilarious.
Yo, they caught them off guard with that.
Yeah?
Davey talked to, I just heard it on their podcast, but because I didn't know what was going on. I mean, all I knew was I was opening. But Davey went up. I heard on the regular podcast today that they were like, we pretty much got ambushed by Davey and the producer, Travis. They didn't know anything about it, and they hopped up there and started blasting them with these old predictions and stuff.
That was hilarious.
Just like Nick Cannon.
Hilarious. If we spent more time, we could go through all of our old shit.
Yeah, well, that's what I've realized watching stuff, is I'm just going to have to go through all the old stuff and pull highlights out and start putting those clips up and really start to push this.
I have notes on my computer, like on my little notepad thing that I look at, and I just, they gotta be old as shit, because it's like, somebody said Schweitzer's a douche, somebody like, and I write like the timestamp, but I don't know what fucking podcast it was, or,
right,
just they're all busting at each other, and I can't remember who's what, when it was said, but that one in FMX East Coast, that one always pops up. That was
probably Yoho.
The dude who lives in Costa Rica or Panama or something.
Oh, Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy. That was good.
Yeah, the East Coast X team.
I was going to be talking with it, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I need to go and cut that stuff out. Post it up. Yeah, and as far as 450s, I mean, like I said, you pretty much saw Webb taking that, so.
Yeah. Webb was dominant.
So, we can get into the whole, how this whole thing went down for people that, I'm assuming most people know, that follow this. I got to open up for the Pulp MX show in New Jersey. The place I book shows one Friday a month called The Dungeon. Upstairs of it is The Loft. And when I heard them on the Pulp MX show talking about they wanted to do live shows before a bunch of the Supercrosses, and I'd seen Upstairs, I was like, it's perfect, because it's 20 minutes from the stadium. And 20 minutes from the tunnel, 20 minutes from the, you know, whichever bridge, GWB or something, into the city. So I'm like, it's like perfectly located. The room is big enough, all that jazz. So I messaged them originally on Instagram, and nobody read any of the messages. So then what I did was, I made a regular post and just tagged all of them in it and was like, yo, I got the best, I got the perfect place for you guys. So, Kiefer liked it. Somebody else, the Pulp MX show tagged somebody from Racer X. Somebody from Racer X emailed me the next day. Then he said he asked me a couple questions. We went back and forth. I told him, I like jumped through the hoops he had. So then he goes, okay, I'm going to include Steve in this. So then he CC'd Steve on it. And then, I started talking to Steve, and then I had to, you know, like jump through all the hoops of how many mics could we have and can we record the audio and all that stuff. So, I did all that. And then somewhere through this process, like closer to the end, I was like, hey, so could I open for you guys? And it was like three things in an email. I said, there's a board behind the, there's an electronic board or big board behind the stage. We can put stuff on there if you got a computer, da da da. And I said, and I would love to open for you guys. And then he just goes, sounds great. So. Yeah, so, like, I went a couple more emails, and I'm like, I don't even know if he meant, sounds great that there's a board they could put stuff on, or if he meant, sounds great that I could open. Because I even told him, I said, you know, I listened to the show, so I could do some, you know, specific, or, like, talk about some inside jokes on the show. So then I, like, reaffirmed with him, like, a day before, and he said, yeah, that I could open. So then I started trying to put jokes together. But then the day of, the guy that I work with there is like, there's no music. And this is like 20 minutes before the show starts. He starts telling me about music and this and that. And the sound guy was there. Why didn't I have him set it up? And then the music wouldn't work. And we're going back and forth. And finally, it's like 5 till. And I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck about music right now. I need to go and look at my set list at least. And I was going to rewrite everything so that, because I wanted it broken down into different points, because I just had my notes basically where I had written out my jokes, and then I wanted to like break it down differently, and I didn't have enough time to do it. And I went up there fired up and just like rushed through my set, and then I didn't have enough. I didn't expect motocross jokes to work, because they never have before. You know, like if I say anything even remotely pertaining to dirt bikes, you know, normal crowds just stare at me. So I was kind of expecting that same response. And I said a couple of things and they start laughing real hard. And I'm like, it actually like threw me off because they laughed at it really hard. One of the motocross things. And I'm just like, okay. So that threw me off. And then I didn't have that much motocross stuff. It wasn't written out correctly, so I missed a bunch of stuff. And then I tried 2 regular jokes, and they did not work at all. So I was like, okay, noted for... at this point, I hadn't even been invited. Or maybe they... I don't think I had been invited. So afterwards, I was like, hey, if you ever need anything, let me know. And he was like, well, you can open in Vegas. And he goes, there's no budget to get you out there, but, you know, if you fly yourself out, you can do it. And I was like... It took me like a day, yeah, and I was like, okay, I'm coming. And he goes, really? And I was like, yeah, man, it's too good of an opportunity for me not to do it. Given that I've always wanted to do this since, which I say always, like 3 years that I've been doing comedy. But, you know, I've wanted to be able to mix the two together. So, plus, I knew at the finals they would have good guests there, and there would be a lot more, like, industry people there and stuff, so... going into Vegas, I didn't have, anything else to, so anyway, New Jersey, other than my set, I felt like I rushed it and I didn't have enough material. Like I stopped at like 6.5 minutes. Cause like I said, I just didn't crowd work enough. I didn't, really get into it. And it was just crazy. So after that, I went outside and then I came back in, and it kind of dawned on me the whole scenario that, like, you know, Davey Coombs was sitting on stage with friggin', you know, the whole Pulp MX crew for the most part. And Damon Bradshaw was standing at the back of the bar. And then, like, all these people. Dude. And then, like, all of the people from New Jersey scene, or not all of them, but a fair amount, you know, Karsten.
Yeah, I heard him talking about that.
Yeah, Karsten was there, like, Chris Hunter, he was the winningest amateur at Englishtown when we were growing up. Like, he's younger than I am, but he was always ridiculously fast, rode for Manchester Honda for a couple years when he turned A, like, just quit to go to college, but he was ridiculously fast.
See, I didn't listen to that one. I listened because I wanted to see if you opened. They had the part where you opened for it.
Well,
and they were like, "Oh, in for Clint."
And yeah.
I was in Vegas.
So here's the deal with that. They said, "Hey, we'll put your set up on the thing," but when we had talked, they said, "Do you have a way to record the audio?" So I said, "Yeah." So they actually recorded that. If you listen to that podcast, the audio is a little bit off because we recorded it through my computer. My one friend had like a compressor thing that we use for when we do comedy shows. He uses it for the audio. So I was going to borrow his. So he's like, you need a computer with this. I just thought you plugged it in. Like I'd be able to plug it into the soundboard and just run it straight to a USB. Turns out you needed the computer for it. So I didn't take his because he said that I could get something else. When I went to the music store, they're like, no, that doesn't work. You need a computer for that too. So then I bought this thing the morning of. the day of it, I buy this thing. I have no idea. I go there. I download the software. Or no, I download the... I went first thing in the morning, bought this, came back, downloaded all the software on my computer and everything. But I'd never tried it or anything. So we have the whole show running into the board, the mixing board. And then we have the mixing board running out into this new thing. And then we have it running from this into my computer. So this is a... This thing compresses the sound. So really, I should figure out how we can record this through this, because it would make it sound way better. This compresses all the audio. But I didn't know how to set any of the settings or anything like that. So literally, everybody got in the show, and those guys are in the back. Like, I thought they were going to help me set it up, and they didn't help me. They must have thought that I was, like, an audio guy or something.
That's what I was wondering. I'm like, they didn't know shit about this?
No, they show up. Well, so Steve did a little, but he just figured that, I don't know what he thought. Like, that I thought they were going to handle this. They thought I was going to handle this. So I'm just like, oh, yeah. So we record the whole thing and run all the audio off of my computer. So then we get done, and I was like, let's just configure it so that it'll save it directly to your hard drive. And he was like, no, we'll just save it on your computer, and then we'll just put it onto the, export it onto the hard drive. So we do the whole show. I walk over to him afterwards, and he goes, how did the audio go? Did it all download? And I go, dude, I have no fucking idea. He's like, he's staring at me. I'm like, I told you, I downloaded that, or I bought that thing this morning. I don't even know... like, I don't even know how to work it. So he's like, do you want me to help you? I was like, yes, that would be great if you would help me. So it's like everybody's there at the meet and greet to talk to him. So it takes him like another hour to get over to the computer. And I'm like tripping out the whole time, because I'm like, if this whole thing went down and I didn't capture and none of this audio works, like, ugh.
how much was that thing?
Like $120 or something. But like I said, I need to figure out how to run this through it. I just didn't have the time today to figure it out. But I'll figure out how to run all this through the compressor, and then the audio for these will be better as well.
So what's worse, showing up unprepared and all that shit, or having this for a comedy show, or having a do that and flip at like a fucking monster truck show last minute?
Well,
I know you've done that.
Yeah. I mean, I normally knew I was going to flip someplace. I mean, here's the thing. Once, what do you mean what's more stressful?
It's more like nerve-wracking. Like, I mean, I pulled up when we backed the ramp and it's got ice on it, and we're like, all right, we're going to drop. Like, we backed in at halftime. You know, it's just dirt bike, so it's going to be a janky setup. I don't know what... It's more dangerous, obviously, but...
Yeah. Nervous? I felt like there was a lot more pressure on me from other people. I think with dirt bikes, you're just like, you know, don't break my own leg. you know? Versus I'm like, if we do all this and none of this stuff even works, I'm like, oh my goodness.
There's something to, like, putting a helmet on and then just being like, all right. It's like a little kid wearing a mask.
Yeah, you switch off.
I'm something else.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't know. I'll ride into the tunnel and disappear and nobody will see me again.
Yeah. You switch off when you put the helmet on, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that... And then he comes over to my computer and he's trying to put it onto his hard drive. And it takes him, like, a half an hour because it keeps not working. And I'm just like... Dude, I'm like, this audio, it didn't even save. Like, we didn't even get any of this. So then for the next day, I'm still nervous because I'm waiting for him to call me or text me and be like, yo, the audio blows. Or, you know what I mean? It didn't record right or something. So
rookie shit.
Yeah, so then all of a sudden it popped up on my phone and I was like, ah. So I listened to a little bit. So I was supposed to record my own set that time, but I forgot to hit record.
No.
Yeah, so I didn't even hit record. But like I said, I'm glad that I didn't, because I wasn't happy with that set. There was a minimal amount of dirt bike jokes because I hadn't had enough time to really think about it. I didn't have my notes written out correctly. And two, I tried those other jokes because of the lack of time, and they didn't work at all. So I think that it was much better that it was there's no evidence of that.
So it's out there somewhere.
It's not out there. Nobody's posted it. Nobody cared. They didn't even know what was happening. I just popped up and started spouting shit. So.
Good. Well, Vegas was funny.
Yeah, so Vegas, yeah, they invited me out, so I was like, yeah. So thought about my set all week, listened to their podcasts, made notes as I was listening to the podcast about inside jokes and stuff like that. You know, like some of them I knew, but I just wrote down some new ones and stuff. There's a couple things I missed. Like I wanted to say that, you know, eagle's talons are a renewable resource because they grow back. And I had another, you know, because they're always giving Daniel Blair shit about eagle grit.
No, I don't listen to that, dude. I went through it today and I was like, I got to listen to this more because it doesn't get me pissed off. It's not political.
No, they're pretty good with that stuff. And they do just talk about riding and stuff. And it's there's a lot of inside. That's like the only thing that I listen to, really.
I listen to a lot of shit. Most of it's like, you can't listen to it too early in the morning or it'll set off your whole day.
Yeah, I tell my dad all the time. He's got Fox News on from the time he gets up.
Yes, right there.
And I'm like, hey, this is no good for you. You need to listen and watch something happy until like noon or at least, you know.
It gets so bad when they watch it and then you tell them, turn off Fox News. You know, it's like you're bashing it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm ready to get pissed off. That's the only reason it's up.
Dude, one time I said I wish I liked anything like people like football. And a bunch of people were just like, hater, blah, 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 don't be jealous. And I'm like, I didn't even hate on it. All I said was, I wish I liked something that much. Like, I didn't even say, talk any trash.
When I was listening to this podcast at work today, because anytime you go to a Buffalo Wild Wings or something, they got that stupid sports show on. And it's the guys, like, sitting there in front of the palm tree talking sports. And it's dumb, and it's about nothing. And I'm like, I wish motocross had that. And then I'm listening to this podcast, I'm like, I should just have this on all the time in the background.
Yeah.
Like Pulp, Two Wheels to Freedom, you know, the best podcasts there are. Keep those playing in the background. It's something, if you miss a second, you don't miss nothing. It doesn't get you mad.
Yeah. I mentioned that I had a podcast to Steve, and he was not impressed.
No?
He literally didn't acknowledge it at all.
Oh, shit. They were talking about Jason Wagner getting a podcast. Was that for real?
Yeah, he has a Racer X on now.
I know, but like they were saying another one. It was going to be a Sunday recap. He was talking about it in Vegas.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really.
He said Steve wasn't invited to it or something like that. I couldn't tell if it was a joke or if it was for real.
That's the first time I met all those, just in New Jersey. But like I said, I was in the back setting up. They showed up at 5:30. Doors were at 6. And they just headed up front to be hidden until the show started. So I literally talked to them for like 5 minutes there. And then afterwards is the meet and greet and they're slammed. And then when I showed up in Vegas, they wouldn't let me into the green room. The security guy's like, oh, blah, blah, you know, like. I'm like, okay, dude, whatever. I don't expect you to believe me, but it's whatever. You know, like I'm standing in line for them to seat us because we were in different seats or something, you know, and he couldn't just go, hey, walk down to the end and seat yourself. He made us stand there for like 5 minutes or more to wait for him to when he got done with the line, then go, hey, walk up front and sit on the left. And I'm like, you could have done that like so long ago. You didn't need to be a douche. So,
that's those guys.
Yeah. So then I popped in there and I was like, hey, what's up guys? You know, this and that. And I talked to them a little bit and Kiefer's like, oh, I remember your name. And I'm like, or he goes, I remember you on a Suzuki. And I was like, he goes, did you ride a Suzuki? And I'm like, for a very short period of time. And he's like, I said freestyle. And he goes, no, racing. And it dawned on me like a day later, he's thinking of Clint Sheely. He's a...
Go with it. Just go with it.
Yeah, well, I messaged him, and I was like, hey, it just hit me. You're talking about Clint Sheely. And he was like, no, bro, I'm talking about you. Because Steve started making fun of him when... He was like, no way, it was you. And I'm like, I don't think it was me, dude. He goes, I remember you. I was like, I don't think so.
Dude, that's only because fucking Steve and Wygant, I don't, did they ever race?
Wygant didn't. Steve did. He went won like a couple Manitoba Canada titles.
All right, well, there goes my theory of concussions. I was going to say, because Kiefer's, they're all, you know, whoever's racers. Foggy.
Yeah. Well, Wygant didn't. Wygant knew who. He goes, I've read your name like a million times. Plus, he was friends with, or is friends with, like Kevin Kelly and those guys from DMXS. And I was on that show like very early in, you know, when it had just started. So
they started that a long time ago, didn't they?
Yeah, they started that way before Pulp did. But,
yeah, they're old for podcasts just in general.
Yeah. No, they were doing it when it was internet radio.
Yeah.
It wasn't even podcasting. There wasn't a thing as podcasting. He was doing internet radio.
I remember, like, back when you'd have to, like, you'd find something dirt bike, and you'd be like, oh, shit, I'm saving this.
Yeah.
And you'd check it every day. Like, you'd have to go to, I used to have a toolbar full of links, like Racer X, this, that, and I'd just go click on each one and go through it. Now it's, you just pull Instagram and then you scroll and it shows it to you.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yep. Yeah, so then going into Vegas, I had my notes made out better. I actually printed them out off the computer. And just had them, you know, like figured out better. Came up with a bunch more things that I could ask pertaining to the show. They weren't super good with crowd interaction.
Yeah, you told them that clearly.
Dude. Well, and I was like, hey, who can make good dirt bike sounds? Like, I wanted somebody to explain a jump. Like, I wanted to be like, hey, can we, you know, like, explain a jump to me and I'll guess how big it is or something like that. You know, tell me what gear you're in and hit a jump and, you know, like, something like that. But everybody just starts going, bah, 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 and I'm like, okay.
There's no specifics.
No. Yeah, exactly. I was like, that's why I was like, I have no idea how fast you guys are going. I'm going to...
Can you see my face?
No, I got the other thing pulled up. Now I can see your face.
I don't care, but on YouTube it ain't showing.
It should...
Oh, there it is!
Yeah, because it should have been the scrolling thing you had up, unless you already took it down and it wasn't working for some reason.
Never mind, you're right. Damn it, now I clicked on something. Yeah, green screen mark right in the middle of my head.
Yeah, so... it was super fun, man. Packed room, and I knew what to expect, at least for them to laugh at some of the jokes. Some of the stuff I hadn't used before, like about sleeping in the bed together, which apparently was the best line.
I liked it.
And the whole thing.
A pull to pull.
That's right.
I heard it all, but that one hit me as like, okay, I can remember that and write that down.
I've actually... you've been using that for a long time.
That one?
Yeah. Like, literally, I heard that probably 20 years ago.
That's the first I heard it.
I know, that's why it's so good. Yeah, so, and the other stuff was pretty much, you know, references to the show and stuff like that. So when I come off stage, I'm all fired up because it went pretty good. And Davey Coombs is right behind my seat, and he's like, hey, that was awesome. I'm Davey Coombs or something. And I'm just like, I'm like, what? Yeah. And so I was like, yeah, I know who you are. Like, I'm sure I probably came off like a dick because I'm like, yeah, I know. I have heard of you before a couple times. I've only had subscriptions to your magazine and raced some nationals in the 99, 2000, 2001. So that was cool.
I remember I bumped into him one time at Redfoot when I was little, and I was like, I've seen him, and I was like a dork, so I knew who the editor of Racer X was, and I was like, and he knew that I spotted him. He's like, hang on, and I didn't say nothing, because I was shy, I wasn't going to say nothing. Came back with a copy of Racer X. It was like the one that hadn't come out yet, and it's when Talon Volan had that white Honda.
Yep, the FMF one?
Huh?
Wasn't it FMF Honda?
Yeah, it was fucking cool as shit. He gave me that, and I was just like, thanks. And that was it. And I don't even think my dad knew who it was. I'm like, damn, that's the fucking guy. That's this magazine. But I never capitalized good on opportunities when I bump into people like that.
I mean, what were you going to do? How old are you? 10?
Yeah, I don't know. Say something.
One day.
I was around twice at the AFMXA, and I'd like, oh, hey. What? I was about to ride. I could have talked to him.
Hey, Davey, one day I'm going to knock myself out repetitively on freestyle ramps.
Yeah, can you post it?
I'll send you the links.
They posted, one time I emailed them, I don't know, I said something about like, how about an article by a young freestyler trying to chase his dream or whatever, and they added it to the magazine. And like in the inbox section. And
yeah.
I should have probably followed that up with something, and I never did.
Yeah. That's where I'm at now. I'm like, how do I parlay this little bit of, oh shit, he can actually, you know what I mean, make this mm-hmm. funny into something, so.
Exactly.
We will see.
That makes it like, but then you look back and you're like, oh, I should have just, I don't know.
Don't worry. I've messaged everybody and emailed the link of that show to everyone. And
that's why I wrote a whole thing where I was going to post that picture on Two Wheels of Freedom and then tag people, but then I was driving, so I stopped doing it and then drifted off.
I'll post that. That'll be good.
We got Brett Dean.
Yeah.
Talking to us on YouTube. I can't comment back.
Oh, no? Because you're not signed in as the page, or what?
No, I can't. I didn't scroll far enough.
I was going to say.
What an idiot.
He's a Jersey guy.
You know him?
I mean, I don't like, I know him. I don't like, I've never met him. How about that? But I know him.
Huh. See you in that days.
That's true. That is true.
Samson Pearl finds a way to lose like Eli Tomac. Definitely mental. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's a weird one. It's a weird one. So, yeah, like I said, I'm trying. Anybody need anything motorsports related hosted? I've proven I could host your event.
Boom.
I've messaged somebody that we know. And was like, yo, check this out. You know that I've been to enough monster truck shows that I could do the same thing for that. And they you know who it is. And they at least responded and said, who knew freestyle comedy could be a thing?
Everything can be.
Yeah.
I think I know who you're talking about, but.
Yeah. Pain in the ass. That makes landings and then yell at us when we bitch that we don't like it. No matter what it looks like.
Maybe.
And then just say, oh, you guys don't do anything to the landings when you're in the Bobcat. You just drive around and burn diesel.
Wasting my money, wasting my time.
I've seen you drive up and down that thing 20 times and it looks exactly the same. And I'm like, listen, why don't you jump it?
I made it 8.5 feet tall. What more do you need?
I'm like, listen, strap your stuff on and jump it. I'm like, all I can tell you is that dropping from 40 feet in the air, sometimes shit don't look fun. Okay, and it's hard to hit.
Sometimes they're 60 to 80 feet in the air.
Woo!
Kids, these guys are going 60 to 80 feet in the air.
That's true. It's when you blow your wheels out.
Or you just...
Or your face.
Or your back hurts, and then the bike is fine.
Or you blow your face out.
Yeah. There's options.
Dude, I could do bar mitzvahs too, guys. If you want me to come, tell jokes at your bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs.
What's the difference? Hey,
talk, what?
What's the difference? Is one a boy and one a girl or something?
I think so. Ask Don. He teaches at the Jewish school.
It's like...
He'll hook you up to the Beverly Hills bar mitzvahs.
Beverly
Hills. They would appreciate the comedy. He said they're a bunch of smart asses. He's like, and Don's quick, too. He's like, damn, these kids. Roasting them.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get in that if they're that good.
Man, fuck it. Sharpen your game up.
Yeah. Get eaten up by a bunch of little kids. Dude, I was at a show once and the host come out and he starts trying to talk shit and this dude in the crowd just is chirping and he's so good, the guy in the crowd, that he's just like eating him up and he just keeps coming out and I'm trying to I'm like, just leave this guy alone, he's too good, just don't even say anything. Because the host wasn't that good. And the dude in the audience, dude, is just eating his lunch. It was fucking funny.
Was it naturally that good? Like, well, obviously. But
yeah, apparently.
Was he trying to get attention? Didn't give a fuck?
He didn't give a fuck. He was trying... I don't know. He wasn't impressed. And then he just started... Bah, bah, you know, just spouting off. And that kid just fed into it. He should have just not... He should have tried once, and once he got, you know, like, fucked up, he should have just left it alone. But he just continued the whole time to be like, you know, like, oh, we're going to have fun. And I'm like, no, you're not. Just leave that man alone. You don't need to talk to him anymore. He's already, you know.
That's painful, watching people.
Oh, well, so then... The vibe of the show got so bad because he did it in between like the first three or four comedians. And then the vibe was so bad for the rest of the show that it was like, fuck, pulling teeth. Yeah. So then no material worked. So I had to pretty much just like bust the other people's chops in the room and kind of tie it into jokes. But like you couldn't do straight material. They would just stare at you.
Where were you at?
In New Jersey, in Springfield,
one of the highest concentrations of like ball busters who are quick witted in that, at least the East Coast.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, it was a black family, and I have seen it multiple times where they're just too good at shit talking. there was in another room and there was a family in the back and the dude was just fucking ripping into everybody else too. So then I just had to start messing with him, you know, and then I started calling him Daryl and that wasn't his name. And then they started getting madder and madder that I was calling him Daryl. So then I'm like, listen, at this point, that's the joke. The joke is the guy's name is Daryl. All right. You got it. So like you get into,
they're fully committed. And dude, they're just,
and so loud, they talk so loud that you can hear them over everybody and just have really good fucking shit talking. I'm like, whoa, you never see white people like that good at just roasting people.
A white dude who thought he was a black dude stand up and try to like, at a comedy show, try to like chum up with a comedian. And then
just got eaten up, right?
Just shut him down. So, like,
dude,
I felt worse for the dude in the crowd who stood up and, like, just stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Brutal. I watched there, like I said, two or three different times. I watched, like, you know, different black dudes in the crowd just eat people up. And I'm just like, stop fucking with that guy. He's obviously better at shit talking than we are. So, just relax.
Yeah. It's like, what's that dude going to realize he should be up there?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. I was like, let me guess. Daryl's the, you know, the, He is the party, isn't he? And everybody that's with him, like in his family, is just laughing. They're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, this is him every day, isn't it? This is not because of the show. And they're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, this guy's too good. He definitely does that all day long.
So, it's a mindset.
Yeah.
I think maybe because you're in the crowd, too, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen like that all the time, you know what I mean? Because a lot of the time, listen, there's nothing I like better than somebody that walks into it, because they're usually so easy pickings. People will yell stupid shit out from the back of the room, and they're just so easy to dismantle. And then sometimes you have dudes that are just like, their shit's too good, and you're just like, you got me, man. Like, I got nothing for you. But most of the time, you know, people, the drunk guy in the back of the room that's yelling at you is going to say something stupid and make it so easy for you to roast him. You know, like, there's this hammered guy in the back of this room, and I start talking about, that you can't pull, that I like women that are way too attractive for me, and I'm like, you can't pull hot women with no hair and a dad bod. It's about, like, I was forced to get into shape because I lost my hair. This is the whole premise of the joke. And he's in the back going, by himself, wasted, going, sounds like a personal problem. And I'm like, I don't see any fucking chicks next to you, dude. Like, what are you... And everybody's just laughing at him. And then he chirps up again, and I'm just, like, slaying him. You know what I mean? I was like, that guy was the best part of my set that night.
What if he was, like, just an angel that appeared to...
To help my set, he might as well have been. There was literally, yo, I did 10 minutes and 5 of it had to have been making fun of that guy. Like,
God sent you like a little, like just a treat. Just
sometimes, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Here's a punching bag you could just slay for your whole set. And he would just yell stuff out from the back. And I'm like, oh, that's right. He had a PBR hat on. And something was said, and I was like, I can spell PBR. And then oh, and I got this joke now where I'm like, I think that underwear are just so you can wear your pants multiple days. Yeah. And he yelled something out, so I just changed the joke, and I'm just like, you think that guy's sole purpose for wearing underwear is so he can wear his pants multiple days? And then everybody laughs at that. You
know? Having people like that has to be like fucking karate training.
Oh,
like,
dude, it was... New moves, yeah. He was fucking some people up, but I like that when they walk into it like that. So I was just like... Once they say something, then it gives you a chance to be your dick. You know, like, if you just pick people out in the crowd to talk to, you just go easy on them and you ask them stuff or whatever. But if if somebody's, like, being an antagonist, you just friggin' slay them.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're gonna pick innocent people out, you better fucking be ruthless.
Yeah.
We went to the comedy, it was, like, comedy circus or something. Like, Aziz was there, fucking everybody was there, but Jeff Ross was, like, he wasn't the roast master, but he basically was. Dude, that guy just picks people out of the crowd who aren't even asking for it. But he's so good at that. Like, you gotta be a terrible person to do that. It's mean, but he just kills. And you can't... I don't know. I wouldn't want to be... And it's one thing to do it when somebody has it coming. He would pick people out, set them up.
Yeah. I mean, that stuff's fun, too. I've definitely seen some shit where it's like, oh, that's too good not to... There's no way I can leave that alone right now. It's too obvious. But
see something he could leave alone and fucking...
Yeah. I try not... Well, what the hell just happened? Nick apparently does not know how to work his computer. Which we knew, actually. I feel like that's not a new revelation. That Nick doesn't know how to use his computer. Let's see if we can find him. I got stuffy during this podcast for some reason. Click to join the video call. See if he's back. Are you back?
I'm back.
You're back. Where did you go?
I don't know. All of a sudden, it just stopped.
I know. That's what it said.
Conspiracy theories or nothing.
That's what it told me, too.
It gave me like a Google or a YouTube warning, a Wikipedia article to conspiracy theories.
No, it sent you a Wikipedia article saying what was happening to Snowden.
Like, how crazy is that? Where are you at right now?
Huh?
I get waterboarded daily.
Yeah, probably by our own government. They're waterboarding the shit out of
it. Cyanide pill ready.
Dude.
I got a pee.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do your set.
Do my set? Or do some, I'll do some ads.
Alright.
Which we forgot to do again. Alright, party people. We're gonna not pay any bills, but I'm still gonna do ads. We are brought to you by, Stroker Industries. You can get the trigger, so you don't spill gas. On your graphics, or in the ocean, or in the woods, or wherever. Also, they have Fog Out, which is a spray for the inside of your goggles or inside of your windshield of your vehicle. They have Spit Shine, which is a silicone spray. Make your bike all shiny. And they also have Easy Stroke, which is a dry chain lube. Yes. It sprays on, then it leaves like a white film, and that's like microscopic bearings, basically. Huh? Microscopic bearings for your chain. Or whatever, your lube, your cable. Also, Canvas MX, if you go there, you can actually design and print your own gear. So, you don't have to have whatever on it, seven or whatever. You could have, you know, seven six, deadly sins six, if you want on your jersey. What?
Nothing.
And you can get 10% off if you use FMX East 10, because Chuck is my friend from way back, so that's the code. Also, Motion Pro. Go to motionpro.com, and you can get the baddest tools. The baddest.
Most baddest.
Most baddest. I asked Nick. He didn't want any tools. And I think that's it. Right? I think that's it. Go to twowheelsoffreedom.com. Really, all I do is post this podcast up there, so I don't really know what to tell you. But we'll figure something out. I'm getting back on trying to produce more content and keep this stuff rolling, so I keep saying that, but it's going to happen.
Canvas MX has Will Ride for Beer pants, and it's yellow and looks like your legs are beer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on. Let me bring you up.
Pixelated, but...
little pixelated. Yep.
I think this browser I'm on is garbage trash.
You can make garbage trash? You can make your lower end a beer. Alright? And your top half foam.
I'll fill my top half with beer and then I'll make my lower half look like beer.
There you go. What's your top half going to be? Flannel?
There's the top half.
There you go.
Shirtless full of beer.
Yeah. Wonder who designed
this. This is what I'm going to get for Isaac for his first year racing.
There you go. Perfect.
Trigger, everybody.
Triggered. Look at that. Look at that.
That's some old Jeffra looking stuff.
Yeah. Why don't I have any fucking snow camo pants, Chuck?
I don't know. I think I'm going to make some.
Chuck. I actually saw Chuck. He came to the raid, to the podcast. Was very grateful.
That's awesome.
See Chuckles. What's your what do you think for outdoors?
I think Now, as much as I talk shit about Tomac always fucking up, I think he's gonna be good. I want to see. I like Webb better, but I think Tomac's gonna be fucking. He's got something to prove.
I
just don't know that Webb can be. I think Tomac has the speed because I think Webb just couldn't be shook up. You know.
Like, yeah. And I think mentally, probably Tomac has a different outlook of outdoors. And
yeah, that's where he belongs, maybe. I mean, whatever you tell yourself works.
You know, and I've said this before, but I think that at this point, the whole pressure and stuff with Supercross has built up to a point for him that, you know, like he doesn't handle the pressure well. Like he almost sabotages himself. Or, like, thinks himself out of it. Whereas outdoors, he believes he can win.
Yeah, like, that's his...
Yeah, at this point, you know, like... Supercross is the holy grail for him. He's won everything else. You know? And the only thing that he hasn't won, really, is a Supercross title in the 450 class. Did he win one in 250s?
I don't know, honestly. I guess we should...
I feel like he did. Pretty sure he did. Then he won a bunch of outdoor national titles, too.
Yeah, Supercross is the one. It's like, I don't know. Motocross is harder. Should be harder. You got to do two motos. No fuck-ups. No breakdowns.
Yeah, but if you believe that's what you're good at.
Yeah. Let's see here. There's a Wikipedia for him. This is crazy.
For who?
Shit, he's born in 92.
I remember watching Bradshaw that year. Maybe that's why. In 92... No, 90... 90's year, Bradshaw won 9 races and didn't win the championship, right?
Oh, I don't know. That's way back.
Yeah. So, speaking of Bradshaw, I seen him there the whole night. He did the show. He went back. He was in the back of the bar. Somebody said something about, hey, that guy you were talking about. You know, I said something to him, blah, blah, blah. So then I was like, is he still here? And he said, yeah. So I run around to the back of the bar. And I...
got on duty.
Well, yeah. So I run to the back of the bar and I'm like, hey... I know that it has nothing to do with me, why you came or whatever, but I really appreciate it. It's super cool having you here. And he's like, oh, man, thanks for having this and that. And then, you know, I was like, when I was a kid, I said, I started watching Supercross. The first Supercross I saw was Dallas 89. I said, and starting 1990, I have VHS tapes of everything till about fucking 2000, like, two. I was like, so... You know, like, when I started watching, you were the man. And I'm like, you know, it's just cool to meet you. So we have this whole, you know, conversation. Then he starts asking about the building. Is there other rooms in here? So then I'm like, opportunity to walk Bradshaw around in the dungeon down there where I do the comedy shows. So I took him downstairs. And also the dungeon has, like, some old walls, old brick walls and stuff, some of the original walls. So I take him down there, and then he starts asking me, yeah, that's some sick gear. Let's look at that hair, boy. So then he starts asking me, you know, like, how old is this building? So then I had asked the owner, because I like that stuff too, how old the building was and all that stuff. So I was telling him, you know, it's built in 1890, and they were, you know, checking it out, and it was cool. I just got to walk him around, and I told him that I booked comedy shows down there and this and that, and we walked around, and I got to have, like, a fucking 10-minute conversation with the Beast from the East, and he was super cool.
That's fucking awesome. Nothing's more depressing than...
meeting somebody and they're an asshole that you really looked up to? Yeah, no, he was awesome. Just had a whole conversation, and we talked something about... He said something. I said something about somebody upstairs didn't like me because they worked for Feld, or had worked for Feld. You could put the pieces together. I said, you know him. And he goes, oh, yeah, I know him. And I said something about it. He got mad at me for trying to get everybody to band together for pricing for us. And he goes, yeah, that sounds about right. So.
It happens.
Yeah. But I like, it was super cool.
That's fucking cool, dude.
Yeah.
So how often do you do shit at the loft, or do you do stuff?
Well, so the loft, no, because that's like a way bigger room. I can't even fill up the room downstairs with comedy. So now I do downstairs in the dungeon. I do shows the second Friday of every month. We have shows.
Nice.
So. But that's why I even, you know, was involved with the building enough to, like, get this stuff in there, you know?
So. Yeah, that was, that looked impressive. Because it was like, we were going to, or you were going to do something there. I was never going to make it. And then, I mean, I wanted to. I had, you know, thoughts of doing it, but I just knew it wasn't going to happen. And then, once I saw that that was going down there, that's good. And then you got to open for it, and then. To get to Vegas, that's fucking huge.
Yeah, well, that was my original thing. If you can ask my mom, you know, like, the original thing I said was, ultimately, I'd love to be able to open for them everywhere. You know, and I didn't, you know, I wouldn't have had it so that I had to pay my way out there, but, you know, that, you know, you don't know what'll happen, and just the opportunity to go out and do it. And be in front of people, and just the response that I've gotten from doing it and having people go like, whoa, that was really funny and dirt bike related. Like, I think mission accomplished, you know, that's ultimately what I was, what I wanted to do. So very excited. And then I come home and my show on the 16th with Aaron Berg got canceled. So, you know what I mean? It's like, you got a good one, you got a bad one. It's fucking, it's how it goes.
Just keep bouncing around. Come do some shows in Chicago. There's a shit ton of places.
Yeah, well...
Just show up and poke it.
Yeah, well...
Do it like Brody Wilson did when you tell me about the first time you showed up for a show.
Well, he was invited for the show. I didn't know who he was.
Oh, all right.
He just... My point was I was in there and all of a sudden this kid that I'd never seen comes out and I'm like, he's got a sticker under his back.
I remember the story.
Okay. He just showed up. Nobody even... We were like, who is this guy? And they were like, no, stop him. Get him off the course. And then he just went around him and started throwing.
I get that from my dad. I remember stories in a much, like, bigger way than they existed, which is awesome.
Yeah. So, believe me, I would love to. And don't worry, if you're crazy if you don't think I'm trying to work this angle. You know, as well as I can, and maybe, you know, maybe we'll pull something off for Redbud.
Show.
I'm trying to put ideas together.
What about like arena cross?
I can't really talk about too much on air. I could tell you some of the things that happened. But it's like I've had a couple of interactions with some people that sound like it may be promising, but, you know, there's nothing... Yeah, so as the only thing I can say is that recently, every time something shits the bed on me, something else good happens. And I literally got back from Vegas and two things shit the bed on me so, yesterday. So I'm hoping on two good things coming through.
Could be one huge thing.
Or one huge thing. Either way.
Well, many huge things.
Either way. Ooh.
Clint's expecting many huge things to come at him.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Nothing gay about that.
There's all these things. These the huge things.
Coming all over Clint.
To just... I'm waiting for... It's like... These two things shit to bet on me. So I'm waiting for one huge thing to come and slap me in the face.
I wonder who's going to get, like, more graphic with that one. It's going that way.
Yeah.
Came out of your mouth first, so.
Whoa.
Yeah, see? One step further.
It came out of my mouth and went right into yours.
I got a black guy who's hilarious. He's gonna roast you over here.
Please don't. I don't want any of it. I've been roasted by black dudes in the audience before.
Was like, since he was like kind of brownish, he was the black guy at Grant Park because he's super fucking fast, quick witted. He just destroys people, and he was in Grant Park, so he knows the feeling, kind of.
He thought he was the king.
Dude, Tom, he is.
Yeah, until he got out of Grant Park.
I bet he's still funny. He's in like Jewish kids now. And
he's still funny, but not the king.
Well, no, not the king. But I bet he would give the king a fucking run for his money.
That's a...
Roaster people and comedy are totally different things.
Well, sometimes, unless you're a roast comedian. But Javier posted something. I said something, he said something back, and I was like, that was pretty good. And he goes, oh, I out-comedianed a professional comedian. And I was like, eh... Like B class at best, Javier.
It's like me beating Javier, I don't know, in a heel clicker contest.
Yeah.
Oh, I beat Javier.
Yeah. Not even on a BMX bike. You know, it's like.
That's the problem.
It's like. You're
he's got the BMX bikes and the scooters covered too.
Yeah, it's true. You're not beating him on anything except for spelling.
Yeah. Grammar. Boom. Got it. Oh,
Javier. He has corrected some of my grammar, and I'm like, seriously? Seriously.
You're new to this sport, dude.
Javier, are you serious? You're correcting my grammar?
Come on.
I'm like, you are correct, though.
Oh, man. So is Javier running the Latin FMX page?
Yes.
I can tell, because like,
yeah.
Javier likes something Latin.
Shh.
Oh, shit.
You just blew the internet.
In that country of Latin land that are killing it.
Yeah, how did so many people come from Latin? I thought it was a dead language.
But Latin kills it on dirt bikes.
They speak Latin translated into dirt bikes works very well.
Bikes of the dirt.
Dirt Latin.
Motor wheels of the terrain or something. Whatever the Latin term would be.
Hey, where the fuck is this train?
No shit. The whole podcast, not one. I'm telling you, fucked up.
We got one train shot in prior to the podcast starting and then nothing.
Clint's going to summon a train. When I'm working, they come every half hour.
Of course they do.
How long have we been going?
Hour and a half. Well, no, about an hour. Sorry. Let me look. If I can figure out where it tells me. This doesn't make... How can I not find it? Maybe this one will tell me. Nope.
Did they have any of those electric Hondas at Vegas? Like on display or something?
That's one of the things I was going to talk about. We've been on for an hour and 8 minutes. I'm going to be the new factory electric Honda rider.
No way.
Yep.
Jerk truck.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, Clint Khanna on the electric Honda. How well is that? See, that's the name of the video. Clint Khanna on the electric Honda.
Clint Khanna on the electric Honda.
That's right.
E-bike extreme.
Extreme e-biking.
Extreme East Coast e-bike.
Extreme e-biking for your liking.
Make it like a fucking 20-word title.
Perfect.
Stupid idiots.
Gymkhana on the electric Honda. E-biking for your liking. Silent Moto. You dumb. Momo.
Clint announces new ride.
Dude, yeah, like basically I'm the Honda. I'm like, I'm Josh Hill on a Honda. That's the other name.
You're going to go right around ditches and then you're quit making them?
Yeah, exactly.
Skate parks?
That's right. Oh, I can't tell you that either on here. But Moto Pimp and I have been talking about doing some little skit videos.
How far are you from Moto Pimps?
Like hour and a half, hour and 2 hours maybe at the most.
Most tracks are 2 hours away.
Yeah. Mark's like, hey, you can drive down here because I like got the pit. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. That's sure that's the reasoning, Mark.
Yeah. I mean, I would drive if you had a pit.
Yeah, I would totally drive up there, but, you know.
You want to come down here and dodge the New Jersey State Police.
Yeah, exactly.
All about it.
Yeah, you can come up here and dodge them, too. Plenty of places we can run from the cops.
They're strict up by you guys.
Yeah. Massachusetts, you're not even allowed to ride dirt bikes.
What?
You never heard that? They banned them or some shit.
They all fags up there?
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
They're legalizing that fucking funny tobacco.
They're legalizing it?
I don't know.
That's to keep all the motocrossers pacified because they can't fucking ride.
So we don't, that's, yeah.
And they take the gun.
Little do they know. Little do they know. Getting high has never stopped a motocrosser from riding.
Your average human, it subdues. Motocrossers, I won't name names, but it amps them up like fucking.
Some of them have to smoke before they ride or they can't even ride. They forgot.
Yeah, like from Midwest. Like states just north of Illinois is quite the thing.
said rider would actually, I know two from different regions that would both have to at least take a hit and have the taste of it in their mouth. Like one of them, we were sitting in the tunnel and we're warming our bikes up and I'm literally like, where the fuck is this guy? Like, is he gonna make the show? And we're on our bikes, warming them up, and he comes running into the back, like, roll-up door of the building, like, into the tunnel, running in, exhaling smoke, strapping his helmet on.
Hey, quick question. Did the thing on top of his helmet, yeah. The garage door as he ran in?
I think the garage door was open more, but it was close.
Seth Ryder was at Pella with me. He was in staging for his class, which was better than mine. He was in staging after already prepping, had to go back to the truck and prep again.
To re-prep. He
waited 5 minutes.
Because it was too long.
Even if I was like drinking, I would be like, no, that's enough. Oh my gosh. That was strenuous, isn't
it? I was in the bar. Don't know,
yeah,
that's...
Yeah, even if not, that's enough.
That's not, I was in the box van one time and somebody else, a different rider, pops his head in and is like, let me get it, just hit, I just want the taste in my mouth while we ride. And I was like, alright.
When I get one of these hemp beers, I'm going to send it to you.
We're literally on the floor of the arena, just done setting up, and he pops in there like, yo...
You're about to ride?
Yeah.
Or monster trucks?
Monster trucks. We drove...
This is a circus. It looks like it belongs there.
We drove out onto the floor. Yeah, it's just some big random thing in the light, and he just hops in there, takes a rip, jumps out. It's ready to go. Yeah. Good times. These conversations is why this podcast will never get picked up by Racer X, probably.
Times are changing.
Yeah.
There's too much entertainment now. Like, I haven't watched any of the James Stewart YouTube videos.
Me neither. I need to watch one.
I haven't watched the X Games with the 10-pack down at Jacko's.
Yeah, me neither.
There's a bunch of shit that's... If I was fucking in high school and something like that came out, I'd VHS been recording it, but now every time I open up my phone, I'm seeing the coolest shit I've seen. I'm jaded.
VHS been.
See? Look at you. You're jaded by your phone.
Somebody just liked 31 different things.
Probably got hacked, but take it.
The Action Village and Latin FMX both like both like my things in a row.
Is he is that the Latin Snowden?
Yeah.
Look at that broke ass phone. Is that the same broke ass phone?
Yeah, it's like 2.5 years old.
Dude, 22-year-old girl.
Dude, it's like this is like 3-year old phone. I broke it probably like a month in.
Go to iFix. They're everywhere.
We ain't got time for that.
Fine. Whatever.
What is it, 50 bucks? I can't do that. Is it 50 bucks?
He's trying to like threaten us. That's what's going on there. All those likes. He's letting us know he's like Snowden.
That's right. I'm going to Snowden you. All right. I got to go to work tomorrow.
Go do your job. I'm at my work, so I'm just going to sleep under my desk.
Perfect. You're already there. This is like overtime.
Yeah. I'll let the boss know.
Yeah, send him this video.
That'll go over well.
That'll help him. I'll be like, oh, that's good. You were drinking and work at 8 o'clock last night.
So yeah. Proud.
All right, people, we are going to, I'm going to line up some guests. I've been talking to, Nate Adams again. I've talked to a bunch of other people I'm working on, like Tess Sewell, Adam Jones. You know, he's angry though. He's so angry that it's hard to get him on stuff.
He's our most liked. Adam Jones doing a bar hop or a Shaolin backflip is our most liked. Not crashing dirt bike video.
Oh, yeah?
Except for the one when Pomac goes by and looks at Musman's girlfriend. But other than that, he's like number 4. And he's beat by a scooter and a couple of others. But that, for the internet, that's good.
That is really good for a legitimate trick to be even remotely close to a scooter crash.
It's so sad.
For you, listen, if your picture is even remotely close to an ass shot, you are fucking...
Oh, yeah. Scooters don't stand a chance next to ass shots, and there's tenfold ass to scooters online.
Yeah. And scooters are tenfold to FMX tricks as far as likes.
Maybe. I don't know. They might even be half as many, but just twice as many likes.
Well, I don't mean the amount of scooter videos. I'm talking about the likes.
I'm talking just mass.
I'm talking about likes. Scooter videos are definitely tenfold FMX.
Oh, yeah.
The gnarliest FMX trick ever is not getting as many as that scooter guy when he's riding across the parking lot and the front wheel comes off and then he like jumps into the air and crashes. You know, exactly. No FMX trick is getting that. Listen, I don't give a fuck what you did on your FMX bike. That guy that loses his front wheel on the scooter outranks you on the internet. Right? That's a painful.
Every show, it sets you up to roast them.
Dude,
I got that guy's front wheel.
You can practice for months, but what you really need to do is leave your front axle loose.
Yeah. Yeah, your backflip KOD is cute, but...
This guy lost a wheel.
Nothing.
And then blew his face off. Like, you know, you got no shot at this one. Sorry, guys. Which is an unfortunate truth, I realize, but... I don't even risk my life anymore, so what the hell do I care, right?
Yeah, not them.
That's right.
I'm just worried because I got a kid who's about to be competing with scooter face blow-offs.
As long as he's not competing for likes, then you're all right.
They're all competing for likes.
Oh, shit. I'm going to... You know why? Because you can't get likes if I get likes. Or I can't get likes if you get likes.
There's not enough likes in this world.
We can't share likes. I want them all.
It's not socialist likes.
I, Yeah, we can't be. You can't be like, my picture got 150 likes, and yours got 25, and we just even it out. And say we both got 75.
That would be awesome. Take all these broads' likes away and spread them out over Instagram.
Over just random butt pics.
Yeah, and say it's socialism.
Listen. 20% of your likes are going to be distributed out through the rest of the butt pictures on the internet.
From Coachella.
This may actually be a good... You know, I forgot to follow up and do... I have not herpes from not Coachella. But I haven't made that video yet. I want to put all red marks around my mouth and be like, these are not herpes from not Coachella. All right?
this,
I'm totally fine. Yeah, I just have chapped lips. It's not herpes from not Coachella, all right?
Christy didn't know what Coachella was. So then we dove into the Coachella hashtag, and she's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Like, you know what my thing is, which I made a joke about that people didn't seem to like? How are all these people at Coachella doing drugs and none of their eyes are red?
But they're fucking liars.
They're liars. They're doing it first thing in the morning. They're taking these pictures as soon as they wake up.
Yeah.
Or the first day. They must get there the first day and do like 50 outfit changes and just take pictures to distribute the whole week. Because let me tell you, after the first day, my eyes would look like Ken Roxton's Honda.
They don't have time. Because they got to do it right when the sun sets or when it comes up. And you got the lighting's got to be good because they rented a photographer.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're not even doing drugs. They're not even drinking. They're just there taking pictures.
It's like, we have all these pictures, but were you really at Coachella?
Yeah. You remember it, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You weren't at Coachella.
You know exactly what happened the whole time.
That's right. You know exactly when you got herpes. You're... You looked down and you were like, eh, maybe it's just heat rash.
Oh, it was warm that day. 77 degrees.
Exactly. And he smelled like a fucking, why can't I think of the word swamp? Swamp turtle.
Hey, you suck! I'm the black dude. Back row,
but I see that. But that would have been a shitty comeback for him. He was killing way harder than that. I wish I could remember some of the shit he was yelling out. Huh?
At this point he's had 4 or 5 years.
So. Dude, they were sitting there and like people would go up and they go, try again or something, you know, like just fucking they're like, I don't remember. Somebody said something. They're like, waiting for you to be funny. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gotcha. Or whoever.
Yeah. The one guy that he had tried talking shit to was so aggravated by the time I went up, it was like he didn't even want to look at him. He was just very aggravated. Yeah, he just didn't want anything to do with anybody.
You can't feel any frustration.
No. I was trying to relate to him, and he just literally, like, turned his back on me. So I said, all right, we'll just move along. All right, I'm going to sleep. It's 9:45 here. I'm a pumpkin.
I like these earlier podcasts.
Yeah, me too. If we could do this more often, I'd be fine with 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm down. Wait, we do it. Oh, 7.
No. But the problem is that out west, they're 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, who's watching it live?
Well, but it's like most of those guys are like riding or something.
They're blasting dabs, dude. They don't got time to fucking watch the live show.
That's true. They're dabbing it up.
They'll just listen in their helmets when they ride all day, every day.
This is what I would listen to when I rode to get me amped up.
On their AirPods.
Yeah.
All right,
everybody, check out StrokerIndustries.com, MotionPro.com, CanvasMX.com, and TwoWheelsOfFreedom.com. All the comms. All right, not commies, just dot coms. And like I said, I'm going to work on lining up. I'm going to be more proactive. The dungeon, at one point, we were trying to do it every Friday, and that took up a little bit too much of my time, so I'm off that wagon and distributing my time a little more evenly between comedy and motorcycle stuff. Nobody cares. They didn't clap or anything. I'm going to make Nick do more, too. And you don't get paid. Still.
I get paid in fun time.
You get paid because you can write Nate Adams from the Two Wheels Instagram and he'll respond.
All right.
All right. Everybody, later.